Most Europeans who came to the United States made the trip overland, east to west, to reach the place they would call home. Lori Price's ancestors made the trip from a different direction to establish a longtime business in this town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes it's interesting to trace the route of families who settled the countryside so long ago.
My great-great-grandfather came here in about 1870, bought a building and made it a general mercantile.
The business was established in Battle Mountain, Nevada, today a town of about 3,500 on Interstate 80 in the northern part of the state. But as Lori Price shares, the route her great-great-grandfather took to get here was not from east to west overland.
A.D. Lemaire came from France. He came across the Isthmus of Panama, but I'm kind of thinking that it was on land as far as he could. Went to California for several years.
And from California, he began working his way back east, eventually putting down roots in Battle Mountain. The family operated the mercantile store here for several generations before selling it in 1987. Lori says she loves this area and cherishes her childhood in this small town in northern Nevada.
It was a wonderful place to grow up. We spent most of our time outside in the desert, riding our bikes and walking everywhere.
Some would consider this town isolated. The nearest large cities would be Reno or Salt Lake City, which are over 200 miles in either direction.
We had to go to get clothes and anything else big that we wanted to. We'd have to go out of town. I'm used to it. That's what we always did. Probably drove 3 to 4 hours away to buy anything clothing-wise or that sort of thing.
Lori's family usually made the 200-plus mile trip to Reno, as they had family there. Those 3 or 4 hour one-way drives are still part of her routine to purchase some larger items. But when you grow up here, it's something you don't give much thought. It's just life in northern Nevada. Traveling the countryside in Battle Mountain, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.